This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, December 26th. I'm Riley Carroll with your top headlines on KRDO News Radio. As of Sunday afternoon, the Blodgett Peak Fire is holding at 50% containment, according to the Colorado Springs Fire Department. The pre-evacuation request for that area has been lifted. The U.S. Forest Service says the fire on Blodgett Peak was started by an abandoned illegal campfire on Wednesday, and a spokesperson for the U.S. Forest Service added that campfires are not allowed in this area, which was previously impacted by the Waldo Canyon fire in 2012. And just before 10 p.m. Friday night, the Colorado Springs Police Department says a man and woman went into a store and the two tried to steal merchandise from the store, but when they were confronted by an employee, the man fired a shot from a handgun hitting the building. CSPD says no injuries were reported and they do have information on a suspect at this time. Officers with the Pueblo Police Department are looking for a minivan that fled the scene of a rollover crash on Christmas Day. The crash happened in Pueblo near Berkeley Avenue and Arroyo Avenue. The PPD says there were minor injuries and they're asking if you have any information to please contact the Pueblo Police Department. And the Telluride Ski Resort has closed down the mountain Sunday due to high winds. The resort says due to the extremely high winds, they are unable to safely run their chairlifts. With guest safety in mind, all lifts will be closed today. The gondola is also closed. According to the ski resort, guests can contact the mountain sales team via phone, email, or at any ticket window to request a refund on ski, school, or lift ticket products. All requests will be accommodated. And one man is dead after being caught and killed in an avalanche on Christmas Eve. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center saying it happened near Cameron Pass when a backcountry skier was buried by the snow. CAIC says the victim's partner was able to find him and pull him out of the snow, but he did not survive. CAIC says the avalanche was about 150 feet wide, running almost 100 vertical feet. That's a look at your top headlines. For more stories, head over to KRDO.com. I'm Riley Carroll. Have a wonderful Sunday.
High wind warnings through the evening along the I-25 corridor and for much of eastern Colorado as we're gusting anywhere from 50 to 60 miles an hour. Once we get after midnight into the early morning hours of Monday, that's when the winds will die off briefly. Expect all of the light snow showers to stay up across the Rampart Range tonight. Low temperatures 22 in Pueblo, 21 degrees for Colorado Springs. And then for our Monday, cool and breezy, temps in the low 40s. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.